Hello and welcome to day 9. Self-sabotage or self-love? When I was very young, I literally danced and sang along with my unconditionally loving and supportive fairies, angels, and guides that were always present. In my dreams, I astral traveled to other worlds that looked like Shangri-La. I lived in the magic of it all and never doubted any of it. I unabashedly loved myself as much as my angels loved me. But what I experienced around me day to day was so much pain. So much sadness and depression from the adults around me. And I remember feeling very confused by this. I would say to myself, didn't they want to dance with their fairies and angels that I actually saw dancing around them? Didn't they even see them? They were right there, always present, loving them unconditionally and supporting them 100%. But it was clear that they weren't tuned into their own guidance and realm of possibilities. Then I got older, and like the adults that I mimicked, my survival mechanisms kicked in, and I would hold off my guidance realms and try to manage the conditions of my life alone, of which I believed I was powerless. I lost touch of the delightful source within. I lost touch of who I really was and the magical life that I had, which led me to a life of constant self-sabotage. My survival mechanisms and self-sabotage still kick in for me from time to time, but thank God I'm self-aware again. And it doesn't last very long anymore. I find that through the practice of self-questioning along with my radical self-compassion, I am not only able to dance with but also see my fairies, angels, and guides. And life becomes magical once again. Now, I shared my personal story with you to give an example of who we really are, which is infinite and self-loving. And then also how we forget who we are, which is finite and self-sabotaging. But that we can remember and operate once again who we really are while experiencing the deliciousness of living as a physical being on this physical earth. I believe that it's time to awaken to the truth of your divine self, your soul essence. Within this physical dimension, however, self-compassion in this seeming contradiction is your first initiation of becoming a master, which is to remember your true self, the essence of true love, and yet to do so in the temple of your physical actualization of you, your body, your personality. Okay, sit comfortably with a straight yet relaxed spine. Find something that attracts your eye in the room that you're in, or look out your window and find something there. Go ahead and just find that one thing that attracts your eye. Maybe it's a plant, a candle, a paperweight, a doorknob, or a leaf. Okay, do you have it? Good. Focus completely on that one thing and describe it to yourself in your mind. So you don't judge whether you like it or not, but instead you get a sense of its color, its texture, its size, the weight that it contains, the space that it contains. This is a simple technique that creates instant presence. Can you sense the presence that you're in right now? Okay, breathe in. Now breathe in again. And when you're ready to exhale, purposely breathe your energy and your focus over to that object. Good. Breathe in again. Hold it for a second. Notice the energy. And purposely breathe your energy and your focus over to that object. And one more time. Breathe in. Hold it. Sending all of your presence and your focus. Release now. Exhale now. And your energy. So release your presence, your focus, your energy, and even your beingness over to this object. Good. You are now becoming more and more present and tuned into your own guidance realms. With more practice, the easier this becomes, so don't give up. Okay, now, feel the back of your body. Just feel the back of your body. Feel the back of your head, your neck, the back of your shoulders, your upper back. Feel your middle back. Put all your attention now on your lower back, on your arms, the back part of your arms, and the back part of your legs. This is where you tend to house in your physical body your soul essence. And sense it now. The whole back part of your body. Sense it now. This is the unique energy of you. When you were very young, your whole body was filled with this unique energy, but just the back half now is where adults tend to house their energy essence. And what we're doing now is reactivating the energy of your soul essence now. How far away you've been from yourself, your true self. How far away you've come from your own loving guides. And how far away you've allowed yourself to drift away. And how far away. You have been so much so that you have not been able to feel the love from not only yourself, but from spirit as well. So with intention and the knowingness of being able to do this, fill yourself with compassion now. Let the energy of compassion fill your heart. Let the energy of compassion fill your lost soul. Sense the child within you that has been missing his or her best friends in the other realm. And allow yourself to feel that broken heart that is dying to run back into the arms of love. Dying to be comforted by your soul and embraced by the unconditional love of spirit. So open your heart and feel complete compassion for the lost you. Ask now that the divine bring back the miracle of you. Bring back the love of you. Ask your guides to help you stop judging you so harshly and to stop self-sabotaging your good efforts. Can you please feel compassion for the little person inside of you that has been so patiently waiting for this moment to arrive? Will you accept this? To meet with the beauty of your soul once again? As if you are falling into the arms of Mother Teresa herself, allow yourself to accept her 100% compassion, which is a 10th dimension energy frequency vibration. Open your heart now and let her in. You have known sadness, loneliness, and despair long enough. You have been suffering and in pain long enough. You deserve happiness, ease, and joy. Now, to yourself, say these words. With compassion, I accept that I am an infinite being having a human experience. With compassion, I accept that I am a soul essence housed in my physical body and beyond. I embrace that I am that I am. I embrace that I am the energy of love. Spend the next 24 hours in radical self-compassion. And choose self-love. And I'm sending you off with love.